Next case.
Case number 12,877, Sierra Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Lot E46, within the Sierra Village and Home Park. The 911 address is 19976 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district's AR1 and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.00, Parcel 310.00, Unit 5230. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for a proposed manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot E48, a 4.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from proposed manufactured home to the HVAC on the Lot E48, an 8.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the manufactured home on Lot E48, 5.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the manufactured home on Lot E48, a 2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the shed on Lot E48, a 2.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot E48, a 7.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the manufactured home on Lot E48, and a 1.4-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the shed on Lot E48. A 0.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed shed to the manufactured home on Lot D45, 4.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from the proposed manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot D45, 6.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from the proposed manufactured home to the cover on Lot D45, 5.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot D45, a 2.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation from the proposed manufactured home to the shed on Lot E44, and a 6.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed HVAC to the ramp on Lot E44. The department received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 13 mail returns.
Catch your breath. This is Amy Bennett, who's previously been sworn in for the board this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for reading all of that for me. we're seeking this variance for a home that was surrendered to the community that is not rehabilitable. It is a 1966 unit that had roof failure, so we do have to replace the unit in order to recover the lot usage. In regards to the uniqueness of the property, this lot is uniquely narrow and irregular. The shallow lot and topographical issues create physical conditions that are peculiar to this particular property and create exceptional practical difficulty. We are unable to otherwise develop this lot with strict conformity to Sussex County zoning ordinances and separation distances. What we're asking for tonight is the minimum required relief that we would need in order to place the home. We are placing a home that's standard with other homes that are coming into the community, the other homes that are in the community, but we're unable to do so under the current circumstances, predominantly because of the build out around the site itself. That exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by us, the applicant, and it will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. It'll obviously improve the neighborhood because the unit that was there was uninhabitable. And again, we are replacing a 1966 unit, so. I'm sure there's questions. There's a lot of, this is a tight one.
When was the prior home removed?
It actually was just removed a few weeks ago. It was surrendered a few months ago.
Okay. Your neighbors complain about the prior home?
The prior home, yes.
Yeah. Is the shed necessary?
It is. We have storage issues if we don't provide something for the tenants to store their items in. It becomes an eyesore when things are like cluttered and gathered up along the side of the unit.
There's going to be a foot space in between there, and Is there going to be just like stone put in there or something easy to maintain?
Yep, we put a hard barrier around, a hardscape barrier around the home. And we've tried that, and that seems to work well. It does provide enough access to get in between there for like maintenance and cleaning.
So if you need to power wash or something like that, you can still do that?
It's not a huge shed, so.
Thank you.
What is the cover?
It's like a little parking hard top thing that they have a golf cart parked under. Yeah, but it's like a golf cart size as opposed to like a full.
Golf cart port?
Yeah, not a super fan of it either.
I'm just curious.
But we let it lay where it is.
Golf cart port, okay. And then you've got, on lot 48, you've got a little AC unit that sticks across the property line, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's
a shed that nearly sits on the property.
Then that shed that we discussed earlier that's been removed. Okay, thank you.
Sure. I just want to make sure, I happen to notice here, we have two site plans. One is from September and one is from October. And I think what Mrs. Scott was reading was the variances that would be shown on the September one. The October one appears to have a covered porch off the front with steps.
Correct.
Is that the correct?
Correct.
So
yeah.
We would not need, or we would need a lesser variance from lot E48, if that's correct. Is that your
correct.
Understanding as well?
Correct. We've eliminated numbers in the exceptional use request, number 17 and number 18.
Okay. All right. So that'll reduce some of that. Now, what I'm showing is the house on lot E48's been there since the 60s. Is that
makes sense.
Accurate?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the lot on D45 has also been there since the 60s, and the one on E44 has been there since the 80s. Is that
sounds about
your understanding?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12877 for Sierra Village. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case 12877 for Sierra Village for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Property is unique due to its unique shape and size. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. In vote of 5-0, your case is approved.